you've mentioned that there is some relationship between brain temperature and sleep. Could you explain to us a little bit more about, well, that relationship?
Yeah, sure. So if we're thinking about our own temperature, we can sort of, I don't know, almost think of it like an apple. So an apple's got a core to it. So we actually refer to our internal body temperature as core body temperature. And that core temperature is also highly related to brain temperature. And then on the outside, like the skin of an apple, we've got our skin temperature. And although both types of temperature, the skin temperature and the core temperature, they move in a similar sort of pattern, but not perfectly together. But really, when we see the oscillations of temperature across the day in ourselves, they also relate to how we sleep. So, for example, when we have our peak core body temperature, that occurs around dinner time, and that's actually the hardest time to try to fall asleep. In contrast, when we have our lowest point of our body temperature, which is sometimes maybe 4, 5 a.m. in the morning, then we have the best time to be able to fall asleep, feel very groggy. We can't really react very well, can't concentrate very well, and can't have a good appetite. So when we have these oscillations, this is how it's related in terms of temperature and sleep. And it's also influenced by our external temperature.
So these external temperatures that we're starting to come into as, summer gets nearer and nearer, you've mentioned that strings of hot nights can impact function in the day. What does this impact look like?
Well, I experienced this actually firsthand last week. In Adelaide, we can get some hot temperatures, and my air conditioning actually broke. It's getting fixed at the moment. It got to a point where we had probably 3 days in a row where the temperatures during the day were like in the mid-30s to high 30s. And then unfortunately, the temperatures only got down to about the mid-20s during the night. And I guess this is where it was pretty tough, because as the days and the nights progress, temperatures become warmer, and the hotter you are during the night, then the more inclined you are to sort of possibly take a bit longer to fall asleep, but certainly waking up during the night. And having your sleep fragmented often during the night, that can actually lead to some problems during the day, including feeling generally tired, but sometimes sleepy, fatigued, and then having issues concentrating and not having enough motivation to be able to do the things you usually like to do. So fortunately, we have this thing called air conditioning, and if it does work, it can actually circumvent those problems.
So in terms of solutions, if we're coming into these hot nights over summer and the like, and experiencing these long hot nights with fragmented sleep, the advice is simply get cooler if you have that possibility.
Exactly. So what happens naturally is that our internal body temperature naturally does cool as the evening approaches and we are about to sleep, and it's really about helping that process. So the body actually has heat escaping from it, so through the hands and the feet in the early evening, and that helps to cool our body temperature. So sometimes when it gets a bit too hot, like in summertime, people have to be aware that in contrast to winter, the air temperature can be a bit warmer. And the cooler the air temperature, the easier it is for the heat to transfer from your body into the air. So just basically using air conditioning can be quite helpful. Even having a fan on can be quite helpful. And then I guess there's some other techniques that you can do to try to sort of cool your body. Sometimes it can be just as simple as having a cool pack around your forehead. Even going for a swim in the sort of evening can be helpful. Or if you haven't got a pool or you're not near the beach, see if you can have a cool shower or a cool bath leading up to bedtime.
And just as one final one, the youngest amongst us, babies. I mean, my sister, thankfully, with my youngest niece, has kind of gotten over this period of really terrible, terrible sleep. But babies have trouble regulating their own body temperature during sleep, is my understanding. For these guys, for the little ones, is it just sort of the same problems that us adults are facing, just on a slightly larger level?
Well, I guess, they do have similarities in terms of their heat regulation, but I think probably compared to sort of adults and teenagers and older children, I think we're a little bit more robust. We can sort of speak up for ourselves. We can get up out of a cot and go cool ourselves down somehow. So I think parents should just be a bit mindful about the temperature in infants' rooms. Certainly, you don't want them to have any overheating, so make sure that they have some cool nightwear. Potentially, you know, if you've got to get some cooling into their room as well, whether it be a fan or even the air conditioning, would be a good way to go.
Fabulous. Well, Michael, good luck with those hot nights, and thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Sean.